bisexuality.
A podcast where we talk about sexualities, LGBTQ+ issues, anything, and so much more. For this episode, you can email us at tyandtoman@gmail.com for your dating stories, makeup stories, and so much more. We also have a Patreon. Search us on Patreon. Art of Sexuality on Patreon, and you can find us. You have the Tic Tac Crew for $5, the Slim Thick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. I'm Jamaica Lando.
I'm Tyra Simon, and today we're talking about Drag Race.
Oh, I thought we were talking about gay spaces. Okay.
Drag Race. First.
We didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but that is a part of gay spaces, though. But anyway.
Okay. All right. The new season of Drag Race is happening, and also there's so much more. This season has two trans women from not having to reveal that they're trans. They're fully realized women already as trans women, and this season has its first straight man. This season has, I think, various forms of black queens, and it has some other queens. They have a variations of like
they have a Latino.
They have two Latinxes. They have two Latinxes, and yeah, most everybody else white. A British queen.
So white.
Is it four? Huh?
White.
I don't.
Yeah, British white. That
British
yeah.
person. Because everyone else, I really don't. I don't know. It's a mix-up this time. Everyone's very young. The oldest person is my same age as me. It's 31. So you can tell most of the people on Drag Race this season, I've noticed that probably have done it only for like six years. And lowest of like maybe 2 years. And they don't fully have a full identity at times. The first three episodes are out right now, so this will come out when I think episode 5 or 6 comes out. So let's go.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new cast?
I like the new cast. Okay, so I have this weird thing where I will follow a drag queen, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
It happened last year with Candy Muse, and it happened this year with Cornbread. So
what's that?
But so I was already rooting for Cornbread coming in, and then when seeing her on TV, I was like, okay, she's the winner. But however, there is a rumor that she gets the Eureka and has to go home. So yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't like spoilers, so I don't really want to hear rumors or anything like that. So we're sorry for that. I don't think we're going to edit that out.
No, we're not going to edit that
out. So the first episodes are out right now, and I won't lie, the cast shocked me more. Because when I saw Meet the Queens, I wasn't as excited for all of them. The same way I saw them in like the first episode, the second episode. Like, I love Bosco. I admitted that I wasn't like Bosco.
Well, Meet the Queens is very low energy.
It wasn't about low energy. It's just, I think so much was happening at the same time. And then it was just more excitement. But also, it's been a lot of Drag Race within 1 year.
Yes.
We've had, like, I think 10 seasons of Drag Race.
Yeah.
And it's just too much of the race of the original season. And the wildest thing is that you want to watch it. But this time, it's like, this is the main one. So you care more. And this one's in English, which is a thing for me. I don't want to lie. I'm lazy. I don't feel like watching this. But I heard Espanol was really good. So that version was good. I heard that Italian was all right.
You know what?
Down Under was racist.
I watched the first few episodes of Espanol, and those girls seem pretty good.
Mm.
But
they said the first episode was Italian was weird, and that they need better decoders to like have language barriers.
Yeah.
I watched the first season of Holland. I didn't watch the second season of Holland, so I'm so sorry for that person that's winning. Then they had two more seasons of British Drag Race, which was wild, but cool, but still wild, because we had two winners in 1 year. And that's kind of really, excuse me, fucked up. And we had,
yeah, we had all-stars. Systems.
We had all-stars. And so when it came to December, and then they had the Christmas movie that was coming out, and they did a cast announcement finally, I was pretty much really just jazzed. Because I was like, oh, it's Simone. Oh, okay. I like this cornbread. Oh, I like her too. Okay. I like other people. Carrie Coby is a quite beautiful woman.
She's beautiful, but
Cornbread is so beautiful. When I say like, I like that. I want to see what Carrie Coby can do more. Because she's a hoot.
I mean, I like Carrie Coby, but at this moment, it seems like she's very one note, like,
okay, bookish that's for how me. You, okay.
So, which I know she can do more. So, I just know it's there, but right now, they're just trying to... It might be the way it's edited, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, because right now, it's just like, okay, I'm here about the looks. And I'm like,
I mean, that's the first episode of the 14 together. So, they did a... If you haven't watched, it's a great recap, but...
I'm watching season... I just finished episode 3, so...
That's what I'm saying. The first episode is... I mean, the first two episodes are talent shows. And this episode had 42 looks. So, you literally had to... It's just mostly about fashion and understanding what kind of queen these most of these queens, they represent, how they represent themselves and their drag, seeing what they bring and then seeing what they can sew. So it's a good challenge because to me, I think most drag queens start up and they have to learn how to do certain things. Some drag queens have to get everything sewn together. Some people know how to sew. And I do think that helps a lot because the worst not won last night. It's someone that I love that they won. And also, my favorite people on the earth right now is
Willow
and
Peel?
Jerrica. Willow Peel. I love Willow Peel.
I love Willow Peel too.
I love Willow Peel.
Yeah. At first when she walked in, I was like,
I loved it.
Because it's literally takes us back to our childhood, like the early 2000s, middle of the mall type of shit. So but
and from that to like I said, the wildest thing is they brought Orion's story back and they brought Diabetti. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of fucked up.
Oh, I knew they was going to do that.
I mean, I
saw it coming from a mile away.
I mean, I didn't mind either way, but my whole thing is like, my first person going home is the one I really love. I love June Jambalaya. You know what I mean?
I just think she wasn't really prepared as much.
I don't know if she was not prepared, if she's just had 2 years of drag. So, person speaking, she had the mug right. It's just her. She needed to cut most of her more garments off.
Yeah. Listen, if y'all don't know, every season, doesn't matter which version it is, it's going to have a sewing challenge. You can't. Okay, for 14 years, we have look at these people come on this show saying, I don't know how to sew. It's never not going to be a thing. It always
I
mean, was a
I
thing.
Don't know how to sew, and I won't lie. Okay. I don't know if I want to learn, but I will learn from my, like, I want to, like, maybe learn so I can get some custom pieces.
Okay, but you're not going on Drag Race where it's required to sew. So,
I mean, that's true. The weirdest thing is to tell people this, learning how to sew doesn't make or break your drag. And it doesn't change anything. It just says, hey, I'm creative. But also, like, bitch, that don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Because in 2 years, once you start working,
yeah,
you're going to get your garments made. You don't got time to be sewing your shit at home.
True. But my whole thing, if you are going to compete on this show, where you know every season is going to be a sewing challenge, you might want to take some classes because you know every season there's going to be a sewing challenge.
I mean, everything changes, though, because, I mean, every season, the first two episodes always, like, vary. Like, now they do more acting challenge sometimes the first one. This was the first time they did a ball so early on. And I won't lie, it was hard to pay attention. It also,
yeah,
it was weird to say
this. It was kind of confusing.
I mean, it's very confusing because it's like, it had two separate balls.
Right.
With two whole different concepts.
And it was kind of hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up for some people. I mean, I don't know. I love certain people more. And I mean, there's some people I just be like, oh, you got lost in the sauce. It's 14 bitches.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was 12, I'm like, all right, we good. All right, I can. But they're like, no, these are not the first two. I'm like, well, damn, technically the first three. I don't know. I will say this. A lot of queens shocked me. Boss was one of my main people that shocked me. I was like, ooh, you're smart. You're sassy.
The moment I saw Bosco walking, I was like, okay, this is going to be one of those queens. Everybody gets kooky and not really a threat. And then she's going to throw something at you that's going to be like, wow. So, yeah.
The second episode introduces to Georges. I fucking love her. Look at that walk. Last night when I say her runway was so amazing. Because it was like she
Georges?
Georges.
Okay, Georges. That first outfit was a little bit basic.
I love all of it. That wig was wonky as hell. And I said, you better work, bitch. She said, you will see me pump up. I was like, I'm short, but I'm mighty. I was like, it's true, Georges. You are. A lot of them got lost in the sauce, like Jasmine Kennedy.
Yeah, I forgot she was there.
They made it that way.
Yeah.
She helped Kerry Colby sew something, and then that was it. And then you get to Untuck, you're like, oh shit, she's a talker. But what was she in the episode then?
Well, yeah, because they're only gonna put the things that stand out in the episode. They're not gonna really put
A lot of things you saw the relationship with Lady Camden, Angie and Jiria. Oh, her name was so big. I was like,
I love Angie, but I just have a feeling that they're gonna screw her.
She's top four.
No, I mean, I've been looking at the spoilers. Okay, and I hope it's not true.
That's cool. For
you. But I just feel like it might be true because I don't know. They like to set a girl up to look, to look like she's the winner and then smash the dreams. So, So,
yeah. I don't watch spoilers.
You used to.
No. Yeah. Only time we've ever discussed is like, all right, this is one name. You know, is it like, this is a rumor cast. Okay, this is what I found out was on the cast. So, what's going on is there's Drag Race and then there is UK versus the world, which was truly supposed to have been International Drag Race. The problem I think people face with that is
I don't like the title. Why is it UK versus the world?
Because it's three UK queens and everyone else is smaller. So, and a lot of the things, it's still season one of the UK Queens.
Right, it's not season two.
So, yeah, so. Season two, I would like it better than Tia Coffey. It's because of Tia Coffey.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, I love taste. But I will say all of them are very season queens of the UK versus the world.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I will give it, like, there's only one youngin', and I think that's Lemon, and that's it. Everyone else is pretty much season.
Okay, no shade to Lemon. I like her and all that.
Tomorrow season?
Huh?
You tomorrow season?
I'm talking about her in general. I just don't see her on the same level as, like, the other people. I'm sorry.
Well, that's kind of the point. They don't really want you to always root for the person's fully seasoned because that's not how this works. They need some, you know, they need
ingenues. No, but even on her season, she was saying, like, I'm doing all this and no one sees me. And I was like,
It's true. She had a little bit of a racer at times.
I don't know.
But, like, the person that you're talking about in that wasn't really Lemon. It was the mouse. Who made it top three?
Her, yeah. I it escapes me right now.
But yeah, so she was... Scarlet Bobo felt that way more than Jenny. Then her... Lemon had two wins. So that's the thing. People forget, like, Lemon's a contender. I do think it's funny that Brita Baker's on there. But,
But you know what? I was so mad when they let Scarlet Bobo go to the end and not Jimbo. Because Jimbo was more exciting than Scarlet was. Scarlet was kind of fading to the background.
I mean, she won the episode.
still, she faded to the background.
She didn't fade at all to the background. For me, she was a great queen a lot of times.
For me, she kind of faded to the background.
Oh, we're talking about Canada's season one. First season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's weird to talk about the season in past because this happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He just watched.
No, I watched it a year ago. But
you did?
Yes. So,
You just said you just watched this.
No.
Watched British Crown? You just watched season 2 of Britain.
I'm watching it.
I haven't finished. Oh, okay, cool. No spoilers there apparently. But
I know what happens, but still.
So I mean, the wildest thing is about like the final the cast announcement. And it's like only two people from the UK. I mean, two people from the US. We got Jujubee, Monique Hart. Mo Hart. And then three British queens. Two from Canada. One from the New Orleans. And we have a Thailand queen.
Yeah, a judge. So.
And I mean, technically she is a judge, but she's, I mean, if you ever watch it, she has a lot of looks, and she does a lot of things on that season.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad she decided to
become a blue girl.
Whatever happens on the world, I just hope next season would give Brooklyn a reason to compete.
Definitely not.
Because...
No.
I mean, it's the world.
I mean,
if Pangina can compete, you can compete.
I'd rather Pangina should be able to compete. She needs to be told that she's a rude girl. Whereas, I mean, Brooklyn's done. I don't think she cares anymore. She's getting paid more.
I know, but I would believe she would win if she would do.
I don't know she would win. She's not the most likable person.
For you, but yeah.
I mean, personally, I'm not gonna lie, she did this one thing on her season. I won't lie to most. I was like, racism. What the fuck is this? Comes out with a fro, twirls, blonde hair. I said, okay.
Yeah, a lot.
That's wild.
So, like.
That was wild. Not it being a brown wig or a brown small hair. It was a black fro to a blonde bundles. I was like, I don't know. You're very white. Why did you do this?
Well,
that's... And it didn't save her.
Well, that's just like... I know this is season 3 with Raja. Some of her looks were kind of appropriating culture.
What was she appropriating?
Go back and look, because
I mean, you gotta get reference, is what I'm saying.
No, if you go back on her season, mm-hmm. She was called out because some of her looks were appropriating African American culture.
Like what?
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but like, let's just Google the picture. Y'all got Google. Everybody got Google, so y'all can look up this stuff for yourself. Because Hey Queen made a whole video about it. No, was Hey Queen or no?
I don't know.
Butterface, that's her name. But yeah, she made a whole video of it, and she basically brushed it in the road to talk about some. Oh, I was just representing the cultures that I wanted to do. I was like, that's cool, but
she's a person of color. You do know that, right?
Okay, but you're not black. You're Asian.
But that's not the same thing.
No. You're not black.
I mean, but it's still not the same. What did she do that was black?
She came out with some kind of African headpiece or something like that on one of her runways. Now, this was 10 years ago, plus years ago, but still.
I mean, but that's a part of Asia.
No. African.
I don't think you understand. It may be. I don't know. But
no, Asian,
a lot of Asia has that type of garment.
Okay.
So a lot of things is
people, Asia and Africa are two different.
They're different continents. That's true.
Yeah.
But a lot of things is people. Okay. That's true. But there are sometimes people don't know this, but Indonesian nation has the same type of garments at times as well. In olden days, they have the same thing. So when you can go back to all your history, some of that probably is there. Whereas someone wearing a fucking fro, it then turned into a blonde woman. That's wild to me. I'm not saying I have an issue with Brooklyn. Heights. I like her as a person. She's a great judge. She's really beautiful. I love her looks.
Yeah, but you can't just harp on.
I'm not going to just harp. But she's white.
White. Okay, that's like you can't just harp on one person because they're white.
There's a lot of racial. There's a lot of people having problematic things.
When people like I said, Raja Dunda, Ador Delano came in with All Stars. The fucking box braids. I was like, what?
Well, people are box braids. They're also white.
No.
Yeah. Kardashian wears braids. The Kardashians wear braids.
She has black children.
No.
Yes.
She's just as Asian as Raja.
Okay, but she has black children.
Okay, that doesn't give you a pass. And she marries
black men.
That does not give you a pass.
I can see that more for her because, like I said,
if you're appropriating the culture, she appropriated culture harder. They try to rebrand box braids and cornrows. They try to call it something different than that. That's what the Kardashians have done. They took an
features. I don't follow them like you do.
I don't have to follow them. I just know what they've done. So if you have features like us, then you get butt injections to be more like us. Then you take some of our men as well, and you produce children from us. You've taken the racial of black women. There's nothing wrong with being interracial dating, but the problem is that
I mean, the surgeries, that's a part of Hollywood. Like, okay, so you said the surgeries. Okay,
that's like a black woman.
That's a part of Hollywood. That's what Hollywood does.
That's not all what Hollywood does.
They take features that they deem are quote unquote black, and all of a sudden, everyone's doing it now.
Okay, but the whole point is what I'm saying is there is always going to be people appropriating from our culture. We have the culture to be appropriated from. We are popular culture as well. People steal from us a lot of times. And if you have a whole, almost everyone but one, well, two, that don't want to look like black women, or one that's changed their face so many times, and you have...
Are you still talking about the Kardashians?
Yes.
Okay, let's get off that, because we have gone left in this conversation. But anyway, my whole thing about Drag Race is, okay, it is cool if you want to celebrate a certain culture, but when it is not your culture that you're trying to celebrate, it can come off very wrong.
I don't know fully what to say about that, because there's some things I do agree with you with when it comes to this. I just don't want to see black face. I don't want to see brown face. I don't want a white queen to paint in a manner of this and do some type of thing where you're being...
Oh, no one wants to see that.
I'm just... That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
I don't think RuPaul would allow that on her show.
I mean, but she gave one person an apology for it. We cannot forget what happened down under. So, I don't want to let that slide. But what I'm saying is, there are a lot of queens that will listen, that will dance to black music. That's fine. And people are going to book. That's normal. Some people think they can wear braids. That's great. I don't really think there's an issue with braids being too not all black hairstyles that white people wear as well. Wigs were technically from them first. What are we doing? So, I mean, there are a lot of issues along lines of what drag is, but that's what RuPaul has always done. So, making fun of popular culture or saying, sticking it to the man and making fun of the party lines, it's just how she always has been. So, people cannot forget what drag also is. People take things a lot of times too serious. I'm not trying to counsel anyone. I just think there's sometimes you like, I don't know. That right there didn't make me feel comfortable.
Well then, it doesn't help that drag culture, especially old school drag culture, I'm talking about in the 1800s, that's what they would do. They would, because black people were...
Metro shows?
Yeah, those. But however... And black performers were not allowed to participate in theater. So a lot of times, if it was a black woman character, unfortunately, they would dress up in drag, which how drag queens came about, and in blackface. So, yeah.
All right, but that's a... Minstrel shows blackface is an issue.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't look at everyone as that now, there is sometimes a problem. I do find when I see some people's faces, I'm like, but weren't you just pink 2 or 3 years ago? How'd you get so brown, girl? There's a problem there at times. Whereas,
are you talking about tanning?
That's what happens over the time, and that's cool because people want more melanin. That's fine. I don't ever find, I'm not going to talk about the issues of so many people. The only person I know that we fully have to counsel is just sharing needles. But that's pretty much it, mainly.
I'm not going to say that because I would like to be a part of the show one day. But anyway.
So what do you mean?
Anyway, let's take a break.
Okay. Let's go back to just regular Drag Race because we get heated a lot. Drag Race.
One likes to argue, but okay.
I mean, don't mind arguing. I'm great at it. Phenomenal.
No, it's childish, but anyway.
Yeah, that means so much to me. I like compliments.
So
this season is going to be. The season already has finally. They have eliminated the first person. At the time of us recording this, by the time it's released, it may be maybe 3 to 4 people. More people are gone.
It'll be like 3.
May not be at all. Because they have a twist. They did a twist this season.
Oh.
And there's the chocolate bar. The RuPaul Drag Race chocolate bar.
I already know who has it. So, but yeah. Anyway.
I'm glad you found out. One of us watched spoilers.
I didn't want to watch spoilers. I just kept seeing
Shell Instagram. So what happens a lot of times is when a season's released, the spoiler starts, I think, 2 months in. So they do the rumor cast.
But this was before the season started.
I gotcha. I'm trying to explain. What I'm saying is, once the season's recorded, then they have the rumor cast. That's the first time. That's when the spoilers start happening. And then people always want to see them. So, naturally, people are like, who's on? So, when it happens, and then it gets recorded, and then they now go from that to like, who's on? Okay. Guess what happens? Okay, let's show you the order of eliminations. And that's why a lot of people get in that rabbit hole. I watched some of the spoilers in, like, seasons past. There's a certain point, if I get pissed off, I will want to watch the spoilers. When Monet got eliminated against that stupid bitch, I was very pissed. I was very, very pissed. So I just said, fuck it. Gotta find out. And then I got more mad because Cracker was next to be eliminated. But I was like, well, at least they have Asia. And this is before the finals was recorded. And then Asia had those butterflies. But Akariel, the girl won. The girl that won. So, I saved my life there. Whereas, I don't like to watch spoilers a lot because it ruins the show and it ruins the suspense. So, there are a lot of rumors that will always happen. He did spill one of those. And I'm not saying it's something against that. People hear spoilers, and what happens when people hear spoilers, they want to spoil it for other people. And naturally, you have to ask this question. This is the truth. You have to ask questions. Hey, one of Drew. Whereas I knew of partial of the cast for UK versus the world. And I was like, well, I knew of the cast.
That whole cast got leaked too.
All of them get leaked. Every Drag Race franchise gets leaked. Only one that may not get leaked is the first season of like UK. The first one of I think France when they film it. The first seasons of things won't get leaked. But when I'm saying leaked, now I'm not saying like the cast, not the show. Because when the show starts, there's producers that want to tell people so they won't get as mad. And there are people that want you to prepare things.
Listen, you know the gays like the Kiki, so.
I mean, that's cool for y'all. That's cool.
Every season's going to get spoiled. So
I mean, some people want to spoil it for themselves. Some people don't. I like watching Drag Race as a show. And it's a show that one person wins. It's not that much of a competition. It's a show. So it doesn't change anything. Whoever, you know, like, I already got the queens I follow already. There's queens I didn't follow still. Every season, I did not follow every queen. The only season I think I've ever done that for was, like, season 11. I don't regret it. There's some people I don't follow as much. I think because everyone was mostly attractive, and I had a big crush on Kimora.
Speaking of which, who do you think is the cutest one out this season for you?
I'm glad you didn't say Trade. Thank you.
I mean, Trade, well, too. Trade, too.
Oh, no. Fucked up.
No, listen. Trade for me is someone I find attractive. Not what your definition is. But anyway. So.
Who's attractive to me?
Yes, who's attractive to you?
None of them. If I was into women, if I really wanted women, I would probably sleep with Kerry Colby.
I was like, Kerry Colby is beautiful.
I'm not, and I think, I don't, and then I just celebrate my big women love. I wouldn't mind Cornbread and me having a lot of snacks. I do find myself, I was really, really like love with June Jambalaya. She's quite beautiful.
She's
in and out of drag. I was like, God damn, man, you got big old thighs.
Go no, ahead. But look, surprisingly, I think Willow Pill is cute. So.
Okay. Why is it surprisingly?
Because I didn't think she'd be cute out of drag, but I was like, oh, she cute.
That's a, I will say this. I think Willow Pill is quite attractive. Poor guy. I don't know. I would sleep with Bosco.
Yes.
That Bosco thing would have happened. Orion actually is cute. He's quite beautiful in drag. He's just plain looking sometimes out of drag. But he's also, I think, a strong stoner, and he's going through so much grief.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jasmine Kennedy, it's quite hot.
Yeah, Injuria. Yeah, Injuria can get it.
I love her eyes.
That's a no for you.
I know. It's not that. I think she's quite attractive. I love all of them. To me, it's not. I'm attracted to. I don't. It's about energy. The only person I want to sleep with is Maddie. I don't do DL dudes no more. So, gay only.
Not you say she's DL when she says she's straight.
I didn't say that. I just said I don't want to do that because she's straight. And I'm not in DL dudes. She got a girlfriend. She do. She's very committed. I don't always talk about their boyfriends and girlfriends sometimes. I have no problem with the person. It's so funny. So stupid. I don't know. Bosco's cute. Who else was there? I see George's. It's kind of cute. Kind of handsome. A big old bottom.
Oh, you know it's a bottom.
As if they, I'm not even, Diabetica. Diabetica's quite high.
Oh, yeah. Diabetic.
Very handsome.
Diabetic can get it.
But I don't call them the other name because that's not what I think of them. To me, they're all very feminine people. I realize one of them so much. I love that big old thin energy.
Well, Trade for me is anybody that I'm going to sleep with. So that's why I consider Trade. So.
Okay, well, I'm glad you have your own definition.
So
I know the real definition.
Well, definitions change, language changes, but anyway.
I don't feel like language changes. Yes, I think it's because, why people say statements that they're not calling.
No, because 20 years ago, the word the word twerk didn't exist. So, yeah.
Twerking has always existed. It's been part of the black community before it was part of the main chorus.
I know, but the definition of twerking, that was not in a dictionary 20 years ago.
Okay, but so, the whole point is Beyonce says it on the song.
Anyway,
this season has a lot of twists and turns, so I am very elated for the future of it. I don't know. I personally don't know what's happening at all throughout the course of the season, and I'm kind of grateful for that because, like, now I'm like, they made it untucked, and they were like, Jasmine does not shut the fuck up, and I'm like, ooh, I love you, Jasmine. Shut up, girl. And I love the sweet moments, like, with Cornbread, just say.
Yeah.
Cornbread, like, and Willow. Yeah. And she was like, okay, well, baby, you got woman hands up. And I was like, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
There is a lot of trauma in RuPaul's Drag Race. And I will tell people.
See, I like moments like that because it doesn't have to be about drama. Like.
No, that was a sweet moment.
Yeah.
I said trauma.
Oh, trauma. Oh, I think it's drama.
The trauma bomb. You know, when they get the makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was.
I was like, that was a lot. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, but Cornbread said that she She was literally down the street and her family didn't look for her. Like, I was like, oh my God. I couldn't imagine, but.
I don't know if I couldn't imagine. To all y'all that understand this, this is, you know, we're both LGBT plus. So, we are very lucky people.
Yes.
But, like, the person I'm with, parents did not accept him as is. And his father doesn't fully accept him still. He's done better, but his mom came around, whereas his dad is around, but he's like, it's a lot of block there. Whereas there are people I watch the show that review the show that dad gave them a lot of abuse. So being who you are is a big deal. Survival is another thing. So what Cornbread and Kerry Colby, both of them did something that they had to do because they knew they had to do it because they knew what they were. I don't know if they knew truly because of the gay or when they knew that they were truly a woman. So identity does matter. Safety matters as well. I don't ever tell people to come out too early.
Right.
Even though we have International Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
I think
that's kind of dangerous because for me, you don't know what that person's home situation is.
That's what I'm saying. And it's, whereas, like, there are a lot of things where, like, just make it a college. Just figure out what can you do. We are very doomed people at times because of the AIDS crisis where people could become themselves. You had ballroom and you had other, like, gay houses that a lot of kids can go to. Whereas the erasure of that does probably, I mean, I think it still exists. There are still safe homes.
It still exists, but it's not as prevalent as it was.
I mean, the problem I have is kids knowing who they are and parents not understanding, you just parent. Why does it matter if your sexuality is a child?
I don't know, but for some people that is a problem.
And I get it. I mean, I won't lie. It's a weird thing to tell people, even as a gay man, I don't know if I would want my child to be gay. And it's not so much they'll be accepted by me and their father, whomever, you know. I just would want them to have an easier road. Sometimes right. That's the thing to tell people, is that it's just the easier road to be taken. It feels better. But at the same time, there are complexities in the straight world. There is no way to be straight. There's no way to be black. There's no way to be, you know, bisexual, transsexual. There's no way to be pansexual. There's no full way. There's no real way of relationships. So
right.
I've always kind of known that notion to be true. And I personally think my whole goal for my life is to get the child from birth to adulthood and try my best to not give them as much problems, even if they're still going to be in therapy.
Well, I would say, as a parent, obviously, you always want better for your child, just like our parents want better for us. But, however, some things like sexuality and orientation, that cannot be avoided. So,
I don't say it won't be avoided. I will say it's
no, because they've got to come into themselves.
I mean, that's true. What I'm saying is, like, sometimes people can't hold off. Like, a lot of feminine energy and a lot of people, it's there. It's sometimes it's just innate. It's not because they learn something. It's just there.
Right.
They can watch sports all they want. They still want to wear heels. They still want to wear some more and more feminine garments. They feel they want to be sassy. That little
limp. Well, listen. Well, just for a reference, like I went to school. I won't say the name but it was very clear. I mean. He's a year younger than me. Mm-hmm. It was very clear from the get-go that, okay, he was not straight. He was never going to be straight. And now they are a proud trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, like, and I just feel for that person because I know that was not easy for them to grow up. And everybody that you meet says, oh, you're gay, you're a faggot, you're this, you're
that. I mean, that happened to me. But that's just where life happens, though. I don't want a lot of people look at people and they want to give people titles. So anyone that ever says I don't want to identify like non-binary people or people that don't want to identify as that non, I forgot the word, non people that don't want to have
non-gender like, conforming,
not non-gender conforming, but the non-sexual, it's a non-sexual one version too, because it's like why do I have to have labels? People label you every day. You're told you're fat. You're told you're black. Well, I was told black, fat, gay. Gay, chubby. I mean, I was told a lot of good things too. You're loud, you're boisterous. Why do you do that? There are a lot of things that happen to people that to every last person, even if you are a straight ally, I mean, it's not about that either. It's just the truth. Women deal with things just as much as any other person. There are a lot of things that happen as kids. We're told it's like a child gets bold, and they are like, what are you? What's going on there? I don't understand you. More kids now are more like accepting of the world, but they still want to point it out. And it until more people get the emotions across, where, hey, that hurts my feelings, you never know what you're going to do.
Well, there's just evil people out there that don't care that they hurt feelings, so. Because, like I said, listen, as someone who was bullied growing up and told, oh, you're fat, you don't speak right, you're too black. Like, there's just people who didn't care, like, literally. I remember my mom had to get involved with one bully. And the problem was that, A, the parents didn't care, and the student didn't care. So the staff had to say, no, we're not going to stand for this. So,
yeah. That's really wild, though, when that happens. Because the worst thing is, like, bullying is stemming from people being insecure of themselves. Some people lash out on people and they say, you're too black, and they're just as dark-skinned as you. People will say, you're too fat, and they're just as fat as you.
And that was the problem. That was the problem. This person used to love to say that I was black and fat. And they were about two shades lighter than me and just as fat as me. So,
see what I'm saying? So, like, it's a weird thing with competition that happens with people at times. And I don't know what it stems from it. I'm not a licensed therapist. Maybe I'll get there. But it's very scary because you have to, like, talk to someone. Sometimes you leave bullies you have to talk to and be like, hey, you really hurting my feelings, or hey, what's going on in your world? And there's two different things. I mean, it everything goes back to parenting. And the wildest thing is, like, all you want your parents to be is accepting of you, loving of you, and being allowing you to be who you are. And if the parents are on board, you can actually go, you can soar harder. You can go to school faster. If your parents really trust you or like what you do or like know that you do not want to go to college, they'll get you into businesses. They'll understand what you're going want to be as a person. It's a balance there. With RuPaul's Drag Race.
But I said, we need to get back on Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race, I was going to get there. Yeah. I want people to understand that it is a competition, but also watch for two different things. Watch for queer stories and a straight man story. I'm joking. Watch for queer stories and however they identify. And also allow people to be themselves. A lot of younger people watch Drag Race. A lot of younger people don't understand the magnitudes of the younger, the older seasons. Of them being felt mean. But you gotta also allow the queer people to allow. Because, I mean, what's the ass of people? What bitch you? I'm being so bitchy, I look at Ty and I'll be like, and he says the same thing back.
I can't see you through the bitch. What's good?
See? And he made it escalate. I was just joking. So, that's something that y'all have to remember as well. Each season brings different, more issues out when it comes to, like, addiction to parent trauma. Like, we've heard so many stories this one episode. About fun times as well. Yeah.
Well, even going back to like season 5, when Roxy Andrews said that her mother left her at a truck stop, it's important to hear these stories from LGBT people to know what we go through. So not only is it,
I want to just go with people with that one.
Yeah.
Because this is trauma.
Yeah.
But I won't. But don't forget, there's so many aspects of the show. I won't lie. If you're not into trauma bombing, skip that part. But it's kind of also necessary to see why people are where they are as people. Because people bully. And I'm not going to lie. I'm really kind of grateful for this season. I don't know what's going to happen on UK Dragger. I don't know if the UK versus the world is going to happen. I do not know. I'm still excited for it because it's at least RuPaul's going to be there too.
Right.
That helps a lot.
I just hope they get the $100,000 because I'm worried.
Oh, they're getting money this time.
Okay, because I'm worried because
it's international this time and they changed rules so now they can get money.
Okay, good. Because when they said BBC, I'm like, oh shit, they're not getting the price.
I mean, but also for people out there that's like, oh, I can't wait, more Drag Race, more. There are a lot more seasons coming out. They're having a whole bundles. It's going to be a lot.
Listen, I'm only doing... I'm sorry, but it's just too much. I'm only doing the main season, All-Stars, The World, Canada, and UK. That's it.
Now, I'm not going to say that. I do really want to go back and watch Espanol. I don't know if I'll watch Italia.
If I get around to it.
I may watch Holland Season 2 if I get... If I have time, I will watch it. I did not watch Paint with Raven. I don't care. I'm so sorry to make up people. But,
I mean, to be fair, I didn't watch it either. I do care about makeup, but...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But, I want people to understand, like, there are going to be so many seasons within this year, too. Just get ready. We're like, Marvel. So much shows. I kind of really want to watch some other stuff. I'm getting off topic. You know what?
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. And another episode, because well, we may discuss more. Probably not. We may.
Maybe.
Well, that's all for listening. You can hear us on Spotify, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, and so much more. You can follow us by...
You can follow us by, I thought you were about to go into it, so that's all. But anyway, you can follow us on Instagram at Our Sexuality Pod. You can follow us individually at Jermaine Glando, at Mr. Chef Ty, or Rishana Red Rum Rose, my drag character.
We also have a Patreon. Don't forget to search the Our Sexuality Pod on Patreon. You'll find us. We have so much clips and stuff. We may even release the thing we said we won't release. The pie episode.
The pie episode?
I don't know. That's all.
All right. Bye.